听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do you want to say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
In America.Americans celebrate St. Patrick's Day. There are parades in big cities. Many people like to be part of them. Some restaurants serve green beer or green soda. Long ago, some Americans' families came from Ireland. They are proud to be Irish and celebrate this special day.
Hi, friends. My name is Andrea, and I want to help you get ready for today's lesson. We are still learning more about St. Patrick's Day. Today is March 17th. That means today is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Well, we will learn today that in America, Americans celebrate...St. Patrick's Day. America is a key word. America is a country. Many people live in America. Now, what language do they speak in America? I know you know the answer. Of course, they speak English and many other languages too. American is a key word.An American is a person who comes from America. When you go abroad, when you visit America, you will see many Americans. You might know Americans that live in your country or in your city. Maybe you have an English teacher who is American, who comes from America. Well,There are parades in big cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and many people like to be part of them. When you are part of something, that means you join it. If you are part of a parade, you are in the parade, and you are doing something. Maybe you are a student, then you are part of a class.Or part of a music group. Think of things that you are part of. Well, we learn more about St. Patrick's Day. We find out that some restaurants serve green beer or green soda. Now, beer is something that you drink, but you shouldn't drink too much beer. Well,People are proud as they celebrate St. Patrick's Day. When you're proud, you feel good about something. You are happy because you are part of it. Well, I'm proud of you. Let's learn more at the mall.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Tom, and I just want to say...May the sun shine warm on your face. That's right. It's St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Are you wearing green? If you're not wearing green, someone might come and pinch you. You don't want that to happen. Well, today you're going to find the reason why people wear green on St. Patrick's Day and why you might get pinched if you don't wear green.On St. Patrick's Day. Right now, let's find out what the find it question is. Ah, what will Tom be doing? That's a good question. What will Tom be doing? Well, I know what I will be doing, but you need to find out. For now, let's go and learn more with Christina.
Welcome to the Information Desk. I'm Christina. 今天是3月17号，也是 St. Patrick's Day. 我们来看这一天 mall 的朋友们是怎么庆祝的。Let's begin with some key words. America, 美国 America. Have you ever been to America? American, 美国人, American. My English teacher is an American. Proud, 感到光荣的,感到骄傲的。Proud. Jeff 全校第一名毕业。His mom was very proud of him. Part, 一部分。Part. 如果你有机会演一部电影, then you are a part of the movie. Beer, 啤酒。Beer. Do you like beer? I don't like the taste of beer. Well, 一起到 Jungle Cafe 来看看吧。
Conversation A.
So did I miss anything? What did Tom find out about the custom of pinching?
He didn't tell us yet.
Here is one possible answer. When Irish people first came to America, many of them were poor. Most Americans didn't treat them well.On St. Patrick's Day, some Irish people wore green as a symbol of their country. They were proud to be Irish. But some Irish people were not proud, so they didn't wear green. Other Irish people pinched them for not having pride.Hello again, friends, and happy St. Patrick's Day. Today is March 17th, so happy St. Patrick's Day. We are learning a little more about this Irish holiday, and today we found out about the custom of pinching. We know that when the Irish people first came to America, many of them were poor. Well, friends...America is one of our key words. Say it with me. America.
America.
America. Now, most Americans didn't treat these poor people well. Say this next key word with me. American.
American.
American. Now, these are two key words. They sound a lot alike, right? Well, America is a country.It's also called the United States or the United States of America. And Americans are people from America.
That's right. Americans are people from America. Have you ever been to America? Are you American? Do you know any Americans?
Do you know any Americans?Are you American? Or have you ever been to America? These are different ways you can use these key words. Well, on St. Patrick's Day, some Irish people wore green as a symbol of their country. They were proud to be Irish. Friends, our key word here is proud.
Proud.
Proud. If you are proud about something, that means you have a feeling of pride.Pride. You really like something. The people were proud to be Irish. They liked being Irish. It made them different. They were proud to be Irish. Now, you can also use this word as a noun. What is it as a noun?
It's pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. Now, you can take pride in something.The Irish people took pride in that they were Irish, so they wore green for St. Patrick's Day.
It's true, and you can also be proud of something. You can be proud of the fact that you are from your country. The Irish were proud that they were Irish. And friends, we are proud of you.You are doing such a good job. Now it's time to review these keywords. The first one, America. America. Carly is an English teacher. She is from America.
American. American. Tina was born in America. She is an American.
And proud. Proud. Mackenzie did well on all her tests. Her parents are proud of her. Nice job, Mackenzie. Well, join us for Conversation B.
Conversation B.
Wow, is that true?
You can't believe everything on the internet, but it could be true. I need to go help some customers.
Hey, are you guys going to the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Of course. I'm going to be part of it.
What will you do?
I'll be dancing.
You can dance?
Mm-hmm.
I have to see this.
I'll show you. One, two, three, four.
Wow! Great job, Tom! I am so proud of you. You are dancing! And you are going to be part of the parade?
Yes, I am. Oh, would you like to see me dance again?
No, it's okay. Let's save it for the parade. And friends, did you find it? We found the answer to the find it question. The question is, what will Tom be doing?
What will Tom be doing? Good question. He'll be dancing. That's right. I'll be dancing at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Oh, and I'm very excited about this dancing. It's a very special kind of dance, and, well, I guess I won't do it right now. But it's a very special dance that I will do at this parade.
Well, I am excited that you are going to be part of the parade. Part. That is our key word. Part.
Part.
Part. When you are part of something, you are in it. You are going to be performing in the parade. Tom is part of the parade.
That's right. I'm not in the whole parade. I'm only in part of it. So if the whole thing is here and you do part of it, then you only do a little bit of it. Let's use this word part in a sentence. Most of that boy's speech was great, but he forgot part of it.
How about this? What part of the cake do you like the best? Oh, okay, Tom.
I like the sweet part. Actually, cake is all sweet. So I don't only like part of the cake, Amy. I like the whole cake.
You like all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good for you. Let's review our key word. Part. Part. Jenny is part of our family. She is married to my brother.
Oh, so you can have a part of something or be a part of something, and you can also be a part of other people's families. Is that right?
Yes. Very good, Tom. And you are going to be part of the parade. I can't wait. Let's go now to Conversation C.
Conversation C.
Would anyone like a St. Patrick's Day drink?
Sure.
Is that green beer?
No, it's green soda.
Many people drink beer on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I don't. And we don't serve beer at the Jungle Cafe.
Okay. Thanks for the green soda. I like celebrating St. Patrick's Day with you guys.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone!
Yay!
Well, in this conversation, Emma comes out with an interesting drink. She says, would anyone like a St. Patrick's Day drink? And Amy, you said, is that green beer? But of course, it's not green beer. I hope that Emma is not selling beer at the Jungle Cafe.
No, she says she doesn't serve any beer at Jungle Cafe.
That's right. There's no beer at the Jungle Cafe. But, friends, our key word here is beer.
Beer.
Beer. Now, beer is a kind of drink. It's a kind of drink that if you have too much of, you might start to feel a little differently than normal. Now, I knew that this drink wasn't beer because I don't drink beer during the day when I'm working.
I don't like the taste of beer. And when you do drink beer, make sure you drink a lot of water or eat some food. Definitely don't drink beer and drive.
That's true. There is a phrase you should know, don't drink and drive. That means don't drink beer or other things like beer and drive. Don't drink and drive. That's true. It's important to have water and eat other things when you drink beer. Well, Emma says it's not beer. What is it?
It's green soda. And so we are having fun drinking green soda to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And I like celebrating St. Patrick's Day with all of us, all of you guys, and all of with my friends.
I think it's fun. It's fun to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I like celebrating with you two. I like celebrating at the Jungle Cafe. I like doing these things. Friends, you can talk about the things you like. I like doing things with different people. What do you like to do?
Well, I like to go shopping. I also like to review our key word. Beer. Beer. The friends drank some beer at the party.
Oh, the friends drank some beer at the party. Well, friends, I think you should probably have some water before you drive home. Don't drink and drive. Friends, right now we're going to take a break, but let's talk in English. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Hello, 这里是 Information Desk, 再次为您服务。大家还在讨论 St. Patrick's Day 这个话题。Emma 离开了一下，在回来的时候怕自己错过了什么精彩内容，所以她问 Did I miss anything? Miss 这个字是动词，在这个句子里是错过的意思。我们还学过它也是可以当想念，比如说 We miss her very much, 或者是 They miss their dog. 今天的 Did I miss anything? 是把 miss 当错过的意思。在美国生活的话，如果你去问路，对方可能会跟你讲怎么走之后，最后加上一句 You won't miss it， 表示照我讲的去走，一定不会错过的。又比如说你的朋友错过了一场表演，他觉得很可惜，可是你觉得其实那个表演不太好看，所以你就可以告诉你的朋友 Don't worry, you didn't miss anything， 告诉对方根本没有什么好看的，所以他也没有错过什么东西。网络上的资料说 When Irish people first came to America, many of them were poor. 我们学过的 first 是第一的意思。今天用在这个句子里说 When Irish people first came, 这个 first 副词当最初的意思。可以说 You were so young when we first met. 我们初见面的时候你好年轻哦。或是 When I first went to New York,I didn't have any friends. 我刚去纽约的时候没有任何朋友。这个 first 的用法大部分都是把 first 放在动词前面的。所以 St. Patrick's Day 不再是纪念这个人，而是迁移到美国的爱尔兰人纪念自己祖国的一种方式。Some Irish people wore green as a symbol of their country.句子里的 as a symbol of something 表示当作某物的象征标志，比如在婚礼上新人会戴上戒指、象征他们的爱。 I will wear this ring as a symbol of our love. 这个片语 as a symbol of something 你记得了吗？ OK, 谢谢大家今天来到我们的 Information Desk. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye!
Song time.
the best way to get around? Why not try the underground? The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Don't have to park my car. Takes me quickly near and far. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Many places you can go. No red lights to make it slow. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT.
The sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
今天艳阳高照。
The sun is shining.
Let's go outside.
The sun is shining.
Let's swim.
The sun is shining.
Let's play baseball.
The sun is shining. Oops, not anymore.
Let's watch TV.
The sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
今天艳阳高照。
Well, this green soda certainly is interesting. All right, friends, it's time for us to practice our question of the day. Now listen carefully. Here is the question. Who or what are you proud of? Why? Who or what are you proud of? Why? Hey, oh, hi. Who or what are you proud of?
What am I proud of? Well, I'm proud to be a monkey.
Well, that is something to be proud of. You know, friends, I am proud of all of you because you are working so hard to improve your English. Thanks for joining us here today. Be sure to come back and visit us again soon, right here at the mall. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Bye. Don't pinch anyone.
Oh, but you're not worried.